Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
I think I love you.
I want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Aces, Billboard Singles, Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Billboard Singles, we've given up our billboard so that some single people in Adelaide might be able to find some love, because we put them up there on top of the street so people can drive by and look at them. And one of our singles is a man called Paul. He's a 22-year-old real estate agent. He's a slick unit, but he's generally quite shy when it comes to introducing himself to women. He's also busy, but he seems to me to be a very good fella, so it'd be a great catch. And we're about to do some phone dates with this man.
But he joins us in studio, as you mentioned. Morning, Paul.
Morning, everyone.
Yeah, very good-looking guy, I must say. But let's check the many voicemails that we actually had left for Paul.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Paul. Sorry to call so late. I needed to wait until the block is finished. Anyway, I'm Megan. I'm 22 and a real estate assistant in the western suburbs. Would love to meet you. You definitely seem like the sort of person I could be with. Hey, Paul. Get around me. Oh. Hi, Paul. This is Talia. I'm currently a real estate agent as well. I'm also 22 years old. I love quiet nights in, lovely nights out.
My name's Demi and I want Paul.
Ooh.
Right.
Yikes.
Now, there's a bit of a twist with you being in here this morning, Paul. You're the first billboard to come in here and not do a phone date. Now,
right.
The reason is we think we have found the one for you, and that was through people leaving voicemails. You've got two girls on hold right with us right now, Demi in Brompton and Talia in Campbelltown. Now, both of those ladies work in real estate. There's a similar interest there. They know the hours you have to work. Gorgeous women. Now, you can go on a date with them, or you can go on a celebrity date and see what it's like to date a celeb. Now, last night on The Bachelor, Natalie was not given a rose from Maddie J, but she's from South Australia. She's given up her cafe job this morning in Stirling. And if you look behind us right now, Nat, good morning.
There she is.
Nat, you're willing to go on a date? Okay, well, Mike's not working. That's all right.
But you can see her through the window there, Paul. She's gorgeous, obviously. And if you've watched The Bachelor, you would have seen her. She's quite the character. There's breakfast set up there on that table. You can choose to have a private little date with Nat. Look at her. She's lovely. Or you can go on phone dates with Demi and Talia. What would you like to choose?
Paul.
Okay, there she is.
I'm looking at you. Come on.
Looks like there's poached eggs and avocado.
Yeah, there's everything. There's a coffee. Come on. I've already had humiliation last night. Please do not humiliate me one more time. Please, come.
Just for you, I don't like eggs and I don't like avocado, but I'll do it for you.
Oh, well, hey. What a man.
Paul.
What a man.
Are you choosing to go on the celebrity date with the Bachelor evictee who didn't get a rose last night over Demi and Talia, two girls who want to go on phone dates with you next?
Yes, you are, Paul. Yes, you are.
All right.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh,
he's
got
a celebrity. This is what celebs do. Look at that, Talia.
She's a celebrity.
This is what she said about herself. She goes, oh, my God, I read his blurb. We could have been the exact same person. We're soulmates. But you go, no, I'll go for the famous one.
Yeah, oh, the famous. That's a big term. Yeah, great celebrity over here.
Demi and Talia, you there, ladies?
Yes.
Hello. Do you think you could have been the one for Paul?
Yes, that was so rude.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, Demi, Talia, you did not receive a rose. Bugger off.
Nat has no remorse.
All right, speak to you later, Demi.
So our billboard single, Paul, is going to be going on a celebrity date up next with Natalie from The Bachelor. Now, here's a little bit of a twist for you guys. We've chosen the topics that you're going to talk about on air next. And revealing definitely comes to mind. That's definitely a term I use.
I probably need some help anyway with my topic of conversation, so I'm glad to have the help.
All right. It's going to happen next.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Giving up our billboards for singles, and one of those singles is Paul. This is where he would normally go on a phone date with people we've lined up that have left voicemails. But as a bit of a twist, we also had Natalie that got evicted from The Bachelor last night. She is in studio. Paul had the choice of going on his phone dates or having a private little live personal date with Natalie, and that is exactly what he's chosen.
Morning, Paul. Now, are you happy with your choice so far?
Yes. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Apart from the breakfast in front of me, then yes.
Quickly, though, have you been watching The Bachelor, Paul?
No,
okay,
to be honest.
Let's just give you an insight into the crazy that Nat can sometimes be.
The hand.
My hands are like sticky and...
No, not at all.
They're a little bit moist. I mean, it is a bit moist.
Did you just say moist?
Why am I in a relationship with a woman?
You are full of surprises, by the way.
I'm not going to say you turned me straight again, but in some ways it turned me straight again.
All right, that's the kind of person...
Oh, I like you, Nat.
That's what you're looking at.
Some say crazy. I say a bit of fun. Wait.
Yeah, I say that. It's good. It's a way of looking at it.
Now, we are determining the conversation that you guys are going to have. Paul, would you like to take the envelope in front of you? And that's going to have your first question and topic of conversation for you both.
Rate me out of 10.
Me to rate Paul out of 10.
Yeah. Honestly.
Oh, that's 6 out of 10.
Just above average right. Now, Paul.
No. Paul? I'm a 7. I reckon I'm... Solid. Oh, God, this is rough.
Let him answer.
Yeah, I would have said 6, but...
Oh, dang!
Ooh, this is already taking a nasty turn.
Right. Nat, be the gentleman. Give her 1 point. I mean,
Nat, next question.
6.5.
Nat, next question. Okie dokie. On first impressions, what am I doing wrong? Me or him?
Him. What's he doing wrong?
He's very dressed up for a breakfast date. What am I? Maybe like a little bit more cash, you know?
He's a mogul.
A little bit more chill. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? That's the better question.
What are you doing right? You're sitting here with me.
No.
That's so cute. That's a good...
What a lovely man. So this is why I didn't get a single date. Now everyone's listening to this. This is it, really. Come on.
All right. Paul, grab that third question sitting on the table.
Have you sealed the deal on the first date?
Have I with you?
No. In general, in your past dating histories.
No, I'm single. Isn't that, if I've sealed the deal, then I'd be...
We were talking about a bit of adult time.
Yep.
Oh!
First date.
Yeah.
Paul?
Well, my mother's listening, so no.
So is my mum.
I'll tell you later.
Oh,
very elusive.
Now, we're going to let you guys have your avocado breakfast, even though it's a little bit awkward that you don't rate each other at all.
No, 6 is fine.
Okay.
That's an average. That's fine.
You can handle the 6.
Nothing wrong with the 6.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
enjoy your brekkie.
You only get a real reading, though, when the clothes come off. You could get an extra couple of points.
Ooh, yeah, you don't know what's under that
jacket.
It's a
bit risky for breakfast, isn't it? Don't put me off my breakfast.
We are being filming all of this. You can watch the date as it unfolds during the commercials. And good luck to you guys while you enjoy your breakfast.
Oh, thank you. We'll enjoy our eggs. He won't, anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Amos Cadden. Angus with Billboard Singles, Adelaide's craziest way to find love. It is back. And, of course, we'll have our Billboard Single Party next Thursday at the Republic in Norwood.
Catch up with Amos, Cat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
It is tough out there to find love. You get lost, but you can't on a billboard. We've put our singles up there in Adelaide. People can call them and leave voicemails. We'll set you up on a date. One of those singles is the lovely Steph. Let's refresh our memory.
Hi, I'm Steph. I'm 24, and unlike most girls, height isn't an issue. I'm busy and I love to have a good time. I'm my own bad influence, so I'm looking for someone to either join me in that or turn me into a person that's going to settle down. I'm looking for someone that likes sports, is athletic, funny, outgoing, and likes to travel.
Okay, Steph, a lot of interest and a lot of people messaging you privately on Facebook. You're so popular.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Now, Steph, I do recall you're of Italian background and you said... You pretty much didn't want to date anyone of the similar background, so I ruled myself out as a Croat. Are you still sticking to that?
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant there's like a certain type.
I know what you meant. I'm just setting you up there because who knows who will turn up on this phone date.
Well, right. We did have a lot of people leave messages for you, Steph. Should we check out some of them?
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is a message for Steph. I'm the furthest thing from a good-looking Italian, but I do love spaghetti bolognese, so it's as close as I can get.
My name's Thomas. Not much of a romantic, but I can make fart noises in my armpits.
You are so beautiful to me.
My name is Fabio. You know, I'm the most beautiful man in the world. We should grab some glasses of wine and have a good time.
Hey, I'd like to leave a voice message for Steph. My name's Thomas. And babe, you are looking beautiful. Most people call me Tomo, Dad or Daddy, either way, babe. But it'd be sweet to catch up and go grab a green tea sometime. Chat soon.
I love it. Now, did you hear Steph in there? A guy called Fabio was interested in you.
I can't hear them when you play them.
Okay, okay. Well, let's not talk about radio in the background in six. There is a guy called Fabio. He's interested in you. He's got Italian background, but he wants to have a shot at turning you into maybe being interested in you.
I don't know.
Oh, real name Fabio.
Yep, you can decide next because we have a whole bunch of guys lined up for you to go on phone dates with that also left those messages.
Including the bloke who sang for you.
Yes.
The awkward phone dates continue.
No, we've not got the singer, do
we?
I mean, that's where you leave it. Come on.
No, 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 we've got the singer. He's a catch.
It's the Amos Kat Nangas catch-up.
Hit 107. I came here for
love. Right now we have Steph on the phone with us. She is our Billboard single and I believe... Yes, this is correct. This is our last one. This is our last Billboard single phone dates we will probably do for a little while.
No, except for Angus, who we'll start with him next week.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, all of that aside, genuine, real-life people out there on the streets, Steph is the last one. Now, interesting thing about Steph before she goes on these three dates, she is an Italian girl. And I don't know whether she's had some cousins who have turned her off, but she's of the opinion that many of the ethnic people she grew up with are not suited to her to date. Some people want to date that end up with their family. Other people want anything that's the complete opposite. That's what I find interesting. And I'm sure we've got a lovely surprise for her on the way.
Now, Steph, you're there. You ready for your awkward phone dates?
Yes, I am.
Keep an open mind. Remembering the person you choose, you're going to go out on a real-life face-to-face date with this weekend. The choice is yours from three suitors who left you voicemails. The first person we're going to connect you up with is Dylan in Hillbank. Your date starts now. Go for it.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Hi, Dylan. Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, okay, here we go. On the spot straight away. I'm 25, I'm a traffic controller. I also do like regular fitness and I'm a little bit scared that you might deadlift more than I do myself.
How much can you squat?
As much as you put on the rack, I'm just gonna say that for now. Myself, I'm probably the furthest thing from an Italian you're going to get. I'm a little pasty white guy from Australia.
Okay.
You have kids?
No, Steph, that's all the time you get for. We've got to punch these. So you get about 30 seconds with everyone, so make sure you get the important questions in. Your next
date. You cut me off.
Yeah, it's true. Your next date starts right now with the guy who is singing for you in your voicemail. It's Michael in Seacombe Heights Gardens. Go for it, mate.
Good morning, Steph. I hope you're feeling well.
Is this how you wow me by singing to me? How would you wow me?
I would walk.
No.
Just to be the man who'd walk a thousand miles.
What happens if I told you I don't like singing?
I'd join you in unison.
I reckon that's got to stop.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Time to say goodbye.
Now, this is the interesting one for you. Remember, you had Dylan, you had Michael. Now it's time to meet Fabio. Your date has started now.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you so much. You've been to Italy recently, so I'm probably the most closest thing that you can get in Adelaide from Italy. I'm from Rome. I came here just 4 years ago. I'm a restaurant manager. Okay. I like wine. I like food.
Do you have a tan? Do you have a tan? Like, is your skin tanned? Do you have nice eyes?
No.
Or eyes?
No. I'm just a normal Italian man. Restaurant manager, worked full-time.
Okay, are you impressed when a girl can eat a lot?
Excuse me, I didn't get it, so I
got a girl can eat a lot?
Oh, well, why not? I got impressed pretty easily, so it's fine.
Okay, all right. And how would you wow me on a date?
Well, because my profession is probably restaurant manager, I'll probably just a dinner out, I'll have a few drinks, nice white Italian wine. And have a chat about.
Are you afraid of hard work?
Oh, hard.
Excuse me?
Are you afraid of hard work?
Nah, not at all. I work pretty much. Well, I work all day.
Yeah, we've all worked, Fabio. On you, mate. All right, there you go, Steph. You've had your three dates, Dylan, Michael, and Fabio. Who would you like to take out on a date in real life?
It's gotta be the singer.
Dylan. Oh, come on, not Michael. He's still singing.
Is he really?
Let's pick up Michael's line. Michael, are you still singing?
No, I'm just quite disappointed.
Yep. Dylan, congratulations, big fella. Michael.
I think this is grave. Fabio sounds to me like he would be just a charmer, a real dreamboat, but. Look, it's not...
I think he's done. He works nights, though. Restaurant manager. Not quite what I'm looking for.
All right, Steph and Dylan, congratulations. You're going to go on a date this weekend. We look forward to finding out if you want to go on a second date after the weekend.
Okay.
Awesome.
There you go.
Great. Amos, Kat and Angus from 6 weekdays, Hit 107.